What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans, and we are back.
Streets back. All right.
Ooh, good segue, Care.
Oh, man.
We've got some exciting news.
I can't wait.
Thanks to the wonderful Cub and C, we're going to see the Backstreet Boys in July.
I can't wait.
I'm going to be like, I won't have a voice left because I'll be like screaming and singing.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. We're going to be like freaking out.
I'll be dancing. I told Lyle, though, I am going to need to be the right amount of have a little bit of something.
Whoa. Hey.
Not drugs. Sorry to the kids. Oh, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. I've never seen them.
No, me neither. We were listening to some this morning. Some Backstreet's Back, Larger Than Life.
It's probably going to be their intro and encore songs.
Yeah, we were trying to figure it out.
We're already planning.
Like, this concert's in 5 months, and we're already like...
Should be good.
I'm definitely... Well, and what I really appreciate is that you and C don't like the Backstreet Boys or care about the Backstreet Boys. But...
Hey... It's all good, man.
I'm so ready. I'm definitely buying a shirt, for sure.
Oh, you'd have to.
I need to.
If I don't have all the Funkos by then, I'll have to get them.
If they sell them, I don't know. I've never seen at a concert sell Funkos, but I guess I've never really been to a concert where they have their own Funkos.
No, that's true. So
they've been around for 27 years, guys.
Ridiculous.
Wow. Like, that's mind-blowing.
I told Care, their first single, I don't know if you've heard it, Cub, it's called We've Got It Going On, but...
No, haven't heard it.
It was, like, from... I think they've been together longer than they had actually recorded. So I think they recorded it in 95, or 94.
So maybe they've been around for 27 years, but they didn't start.
But... Nick Carter was only like 14 at the time and he was going through puberty, so he's not actually on the song.
Oh man.
But interesting turn of events.
Interesting. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, we're gonna have to make you and the sea like a really good playlist.
Yes.
So you can at least know the good ones.
Yeah.
Which are most of them.
Oh, I'm so ready. I did need an excuse to listen to their entire discography.
Which you do own, which we know from a previous pod.
Yep, I have it all. But that was our exciting news of the night. That actually came after you guys went to a hockey game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say right as if I didn't, like, know right? that you
but
were
you
there.
Right? But I'm still there.
How was it?
I was there in spirit.
Yeah. If you listened to the radio broadcast, you would have... felt my presence.
Are you on that?
No, I just produce
it. He puts
it
together.
Yeah.
But how was it? I heard there was some good fighting.
Yeah.
I love hockey.
Someone
fights.
Was put in the box for,
17.
He earned 17 penalty minutes in one fight.
Which is amazing.
It was all in the one fight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was throughout the game.
No, it was one fight.
He got two for whatever. Probably, I can't remember. 5 for fighting and 10 for misconduct. So
that's where they get kicked out, right?
The two was probably for like...
I think the two was... Maybe it was instigating or tripping. I can't remember. Mm.
Yeah, it was something small. Maybe even just like icing or something. I don't know.
Well, you don't get penalty
maybe it was
for that.
For... chopping at him with his hockey stick. I don't know.
Don't chop at it.
It's not a sword.
You're not a sword.
Yeah, that was all one fight. The other guy got the same amount, too, to be fair.
He got 15.
Oh, I thought he also got 17.
No.
Oh, then then we must have started it, and that was what the extra 2 minutes was.
Because they were on a power play for that 2 minutes. So.
I love hockey fights.
Oh,
they're the
game
best.
Itself was awesome. Went to a shootout.
But it was like decided on the very last because each team got one during the shootout, and then the very last.
Yep.
Goal.
I said I was excited for you guys, like, to get a shootout, but for me, I was like, oh my gosh, this game won't end.
It's never gonna stop. What's the sudden death then?
Like, so, the way they do it is there's the 5 minute overtime, first to score wins. So, if after that there's nothing, then it's a 3 round shootout. And then if it's still tied after that, they just do 1 round at a time until it's.
What shootout. Do you mean, 1 round? Oh,
like another
they just keep doing
round.
Shootouts until... Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it's really fun in the game.
I just bought 2K19. Oh, yeah, we all bought 2K19.
I mean, for $12, like...
It's a great deal.
It's incredible. And I don't know enough about hockey to need 20.
I used to love 2K... Well, what was it called?
2K... It was NHL 2003.
I'm like, that doesn't work out. 2K03.
Yeah, these aren't... Well, this is... It's not 2K, technically. It's EA Sports, but...
I thought this said...
It's just NHL 19.
Oh, I guess I didn't pay attention. I don't care. It's $12.
Well, yeah, like I said, I don't follow hockey enough to need, like, the newest one. Like, 19 is good enough for me.
Yeah. For $12. And I did look up because 18 was like $8, but I compared the two and it said 19 was better, so I just got that one.
And I'm just pumped because their career mode is really good. And
I just really wanted a hockey game.
I hope we can play online, like on a team.
I know, I'm sure we can play against each other. But
I mean, even playing against each other would be great.
Except if we have lag.
Yeah.
Cub, remember our infamous Madden game?
Oh, that was so tilting.
We had a game where Cub, this was when you were still in Virginia, your internet was like so laggy, so I was like crushing him. Because he'd kick it and it'd like go out of bounds.
Yeah.
It was tilting.
Well,
so tilting.
The 2003 NHL game, I used to play it all the time on the computer. Like, I loved playing. I would be listening to, like, 90s jams.
Well, it had, like, the three good songs in it.
Yeah, it did have... It had
two
Sweetness.
Or three. Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World, yeah.
Great song.
She Loves Me Not by Papa Roach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
She Loves Me Not.
Loves Me Not. Yeah. But it was just so fun, and I was always the Avalanche, so that's where I'm headed again this time.
Well, fun fact, the Avalanche have one of the greatest throwbacks in sports history.
Ooh, the Nordiques.
Yep, because they used to be the Quebec Nordiques. Great logo, great, like, you can find good hats, great jersey or sweater, as they call them.
Well, Patrick Waugh was my favorite.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good in real life, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I, like, randomly loved hockey with that game.
Joe Sakic, Forsberg. Yeah.
Forsberg.
I don't know.
I used to know, like, the players just because of the game for that team. I'm like, this guy.
It's hard for me to, like, I used to claim the Nashville Predators as my hockey team. It's hard for me to root for a team in any sport other than football. Like, that's the only one where I can, like, commit to the Rams. But anything else, I'm like, I don't know. So I kind of more just, I like the throwbacks in hockey, like the Minnesota North Stars, the Hartford Whalers, like the cool,
guys,
like, classic
logos. Guys,
do we just
start watching hockey now?
I mean, I've always liked hockey, but...
Yeah.
Core would love it if we started watching hockey.
When is the hockey season? Is it almost done?
It's right now.
Hmm.
I mean, playoffs go into, like, June.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like, May, June, so...
So we got
just,
time.
Just, like, gonna start watching hockey.
I wonder if it's too late to get into fantasy hockey for the season.
Probably.
Yeah, but then you can prepare for next year.
I've tried to do other... Like, I tried fantasy basketball. It's the same... Like, football is the only one that's really conducive. baseball's really hard, too.
Yeah.
We were talking about baseball yesterday. It just goes on too long. Like, the games. Like, if it was the seventh inning was the end, that would be good. I feel like it just... No, it just, like, drags. Once you hit, like, seven, you're like, I'm done with this. Can we end this?
Lyle, I wonder if you can do, like, on NHL, I wonder if you can do, like, we did with the... On Madden, when me, you, and Maddie the had, world, like, a league. Like, had a league.
Connected franchise?
Connected franchise. So, like, we could all have a team, but we're in the league together.
Oh, I'm man.
I'm gonna look right now.
That'd be cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
And this
That'd
is
be
the
really
only
hard
kind...
to keep up with, though.
Yeah.
This is the only kind of sports game you will ever get me to play. One time, Cub and Bri were playing Madden, and then... They must have felt like I was being left out, so they're like, here, you can play. And I played, like, 30 seconds. I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah, it didn't last
you
very
guys,
long.
You guys were like, no, it's okay, and I'm like, no. I can't play this game.
I mean, me and Lyle probably combined in our lifetime have put in thousands of hours in Madden.
This is me just like, okay, what do I do? What are the buttons?
Like, not like, even kidding, Lyle. Like, Madden came out in 95, so...
Yep. Oh, I remember Madden 95.
Yeah. Or, yeah, maybe it came out earlier, I think, maybe 93, but we had 95 for the computer, so you're talking literally 25 years.
And I'm like, I'll try this one time. I was, like, running, like, what do I press?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm still looking for to see if it's if we can do a franchise together.
That'd be cool.
It would be so fun.
Well, I claim the Avalanche, so.
Hmm.
I'd be the Capitals, obviously.
Well, if we're going real teams, I'd...
Yeah.
I don't know who I'd pick. Well, no, because I think you can... Yeah, but they're kind of boring. Maybe I'd just pick, like, Dallas or someone and just always wear the Minnesota North Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, our listeners, you don't understand how much I love sports throwbacks.
He does.
Lyle loves sports throwbacks.
He's obsessed.
I would get a Houston Oilers hat if they didn't exist as the Tennessee Titans still.
I mean, like, you could still just get a Houston Oilers.
Yeah, why does that preclude you?
Yeah, I mean, I would still just get it.
Yeah,
I was like all nervous.
People will be like, this. You.
They're like, oh, you like the Titans? You're like,
I need some XFL gear.
C does too.
C's like really into the XFL randomly.
That's awesome. Well, I'm.
Who are you gonna get?
Oh, I would get I'd get a Houston Roughnecks.
Oh no, that's just Oilers and Jays.
It is. It really is. But I like their quarterback.
Who is it?
PJ Walker.
Hmm. He sounds made up.
C likes the Dallas Renegades, but they are also their Titans adjaced, their logo. I mean, their colors.
Well, yeah. I would assume most of these are going to be adjaced to the... I mean, like, even their uniforms and their colors are going to be like the other teams.
So people that don't know what adjaced mean...
Oh, right. Yeah. We're kind of just throwing it out there.
Adjaced means, like, a lesser version of something.
Like Walmart is the adjace of Target.
Yes. You can also have adjacent versions of like looking like other people.
Yeah.
So like if you know someone, like if I saw someone that looked like Care, I could say like I saw a Care adjacent earlier.
And I'd be like, where they must be taken care of.
Oh man.
There can be only one.
That's true.
What is
Well,
that?
I still wasn't able to get anywhere. With the NHL franchise.
That's all right. We'll look into it.
Did I hear Mommy Johnny? I hear Mommy Johnny wrestling.
Mommy Johnny's back.
A return.
That's the sequel. The
Here's
return.
Here's Mommy.
So, there actually was... I did have a topic for today. We kind of delved into sports. That was kind of cool.
That's strange. That's unusual, because I don't usually do sports, but here's Care with the sports. They're sporting.
They're sporting. But our topic, because this episode will be coming out on President's Day.
Ooh.
So, best fictional presidents.
I'm in.
Hmm.
Wait, hold on, guys. My headphones are acting up, so I'm going to switch to the Bluetooth.
Bluetooth audio. Oh, I heard myself.
I did too.
Oh, I heard you.
I just heard myself also. Boo boop boop pop poppy.
Boo boop boop boop. I like it. Echo. Ooh, that was a good song.
Echo. Let me see your echo.
Only if you're a bat.
Oh.
You have sonar. Let's also do best real presidents. Oh, Lyle's snapping in my ear.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm back.
About time.
It's about time.
Is Cub there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You're just like oddly silent.
I'm always waiting in the wings.
Like a bat.
All right. So, best fictional presidents. I'm going to start with, I think, the best. President James Marshall, a.k.a. Harrison Ford, in Air Force One.
Lyle, you sound choppy to me.
Very choppy, and I hear you echo.
Oh, I know why.
Bah, bah, bah. Mouse has cut the wire. Goodbye.
Would you fight a mouse?
It depends. Is it like Chuck E. Cheese? Because yes, I would.
Is that better?
I say more words.
This is me saying words.
Yes, that's
okay. Better. It's because I had Bluetooth headphones in.
I think we've brought up an important question here.
Okay.
Would you fight a mouse?
Yes. But it's Chuck E. Cheese, and I would check him into the boards hockey fight.
That's the question. Is it just a mouse, or is it Chuck E. Cheese?
So let's say it's Chuck E. Cheese, and let's say he's got his crew, the band. The band from Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, do I get a crew?
I have my crew, which is you guys.
You'd get a fair, like, even number.
So it's a gang fight.
Essentially, it's a gang fight with the Chuck E. Cheese crew.
Essentially, it's like in Letterkenny when they all just have a giant battle.
Yes.
But it's against mascots or people in Chuck E. Cheese.
So how many Chuck E. Cheese people are there?
I don't know. There's five? That bird. There's that bird girl. There's...
I'm looking at
him. Isn't there like a fake Grimace, or am I imagining
that? Yeah, there's a fake Grimace.
There's a Grimace a Jace.
There's a bird girl with like... pigtails or something.
I just found it. Okay.
Is there like a chef?
There is a chef. He plays the drums, it looks like. But
that's so who you're fighting.
We'll battle with like drumsticks and stuff. Oh, and mamma mia! So it's Chuck E. Cheese, Bird Girl, Grimace a Jace, Banjo Dog, and Luigi on the drums. So assemble your crew.
Well, I'm definitely taking on Chuck E. Cheese himself. Yeah.
I could see Lyle taking on the Banjo Dog.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Once I finish with Chucky, though, the bird girl is... Actually, I'd fight the bird girl first, get her out of the way, because she'd be easy. And then I go for the big boss, Chuck E. Cheese.
Grimace the Jace might be the toughest, actually.
Would he be, though? He's...
I gotta see what he looks like.
He's playing the keyboard, all nonchalant. Oh, man.
So Cub's fighting the chef guy. I'm fighting Banjo Dog. Care's fighting Bird Girl. And then...
D. Reynolds. Who else
I want Chucky, though. I mean, I'm taking him out.
I think Matt should be in this.
Maddie?
Yeah.
Maddie takes on the Grimace.
Maddie could definitely fight the Grimace. A Jace. And then... Well, Care wants Chucky, though.
Oh, yeah, so it's 4-on-5. Yeah.
4-on-5? All right.
I like those odds.
Good odds for any Spartan.
Oh, yeah. I will Sparta kick Chucky off the stage.
We just what go if up. He, Hooligans, what is your profession?
Hooligan. What if Chuck E. Cheese, like, pied you with, like, a steaming hot, like, ooh, pizza, though?
Ooh. Oh.
I might come in there with, like, a face mask.
Oh, man.
But, like, just, like, a visor, like a welding visor. Yeah, you're not getting me, Chucky.
Like, would you also have the welding torch?
Yes.
Definitely. Like, torch his face to the ground.
Just ask Uncle Mike, I need to borrow your welding stuff.
Oh man, what if like there's a part where we're kind of getting beat down and then Uncle Mike comes in
like the welding
with like welding like angel torch wings, and he like flies down and starts torching everyone.
And Uncle Tim comes in with his robot arm and jetpack.
Oh man. All of this.
And then the banjo dog and Uncle Tim have a duel. Oh. Devil went down to Georgia style.
Yes.
Man, this scenario is epic.
You bang banjo dog.
You what? Bango Django dog? Oh, no.
Banjo dog.
Man.
All right, so should we talk about fictional presidents?
Yeah, so
probably.
All right, so I'm just going to start off with, I think, the best fictional president. James Marshall, a.k.a. Harrison Ford, in Air Force One.
Because, I mean, how could you go wrong?
Because, yeah, like, he fights Russian terrorists, like, hand-to-hand, or gun-to-gun.
On his own plane.
On his own plane. Bests Gary Oldman, which, like, you know, for a lot of heroes, you're only as good as your villain.
That's true.
Oh, he's a great villain,
so
too.
He's a great villain, so, like, that's a point as well. And he has the best line of any president ever, which is just, get off my plane.
So good.
Amazing.
I support that, but my favorite fictional president, because I do have one, is, I don't remember his name, but Bill Pullman in Independence Day.
Oh, I was going to say
Thomas
him too.
Thomas Whitmore literally fights Lyle just knows his name.
Of course I do.
I'm not surprised.
But he literally fights off an alien invasion. So, yes. I mean, that's tough. I mean, and like, he has a great speech.
Oh, the speech is, we will not go quietly into the night.
You're like, ooh, yes, I'm ready.
That's
to
sort
fight
of like
aliens.
The Idris Elba type thing.
The Idris Elba speech wishes. Ooh. It was that. From Pacific Rim, for those who haven't seen.
Not on this day.
That's Aragorn?
Oh. Close enough.
Does he count? I mean, he's technically a king, but...
Ooh. Well, we didn't add kings to this
list.
That's
true.
If it was a list of... Yeah.
He would definitely be up there.
All right, so you both said Thomas Whitmore. Yeah, definite points because he actually, like, flies his plane.
Yeah. He was a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's like, yeah, guys, we gotta kill these aliens, but I'm gonna join you because I won't just make you guys do it. I can fight them, too. So, I'm in.
Now, I gotta ask, this is a direct shot at Lyle here. not a shot, per se, but because of your knowledge of this particular TV show...
Movie.
Where do you rank the president?
Oh.
And that show is The West Wing.
Oh.
He's a great president.
He was definitely going to come up. President Josiah Bartlett, played by Martin Sheen.
He's very presidential. Like his,
he is.
I mean, because Harrison Ford and Bill Pullman are just like, okay. But like Martin Sheen has the president vibe.
He does. Ooh,
but he
I don't
didn't
know
kick
where
anyone
to
off a plane.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know where
aliens.
To put him on this list. I have one later for worst president, but I'll save that.
Ooh.
Let me think. Talk amongst yourselves while I
we could go back to Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I think we're good. I think I'll still put Harrison Ford. I guess it'll maybe like a 1 and 1A, because it's like, ooh, do I want action president or do I want like presidential president?
Well, I have another good presidential president.
Lay it on me.
Michael Douglas in The American President.
Andrew Shepherd.
Yes. Well, I was just going to know everyone.
don't be surprised that I know these.
He was presidential, but he was, like, also chill, but he didn't kill any aliens, so he was more on the lines of, like, regular person president. Yeah. But
he also, like, he had a romance. Like, he was a single dad.
You're like, yeah, that's cool.
You've seen that movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. That was actually, it was written by Aaron Sorkin, who, like, created The West Wing.
Not surprised.
That was his first foray.
Well, yeah, because, like, Martin Sheen is in that as, I think, like, the chief of staff or, like, one of the
and like... Then he's like, oh, well, Martin Sheen would be a better president than Michael Douglas.
Oh, man.
Well, see, Michael Douglas in that was up for re-election. He was against Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh.
Now, if we're talking
Jaws
like,
fame.
Yeah, if we're talking Jaws, Richard Dreyfuss.
We're talking Jaws level.
But he was super annoying in the movie, so it was clearly Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah. And then, see, I'd be like, oh, this guy just wants, like, to find love. I'll vote for him. You got my vote. I don't know anything about you.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Those
are, like, the major presidents.
Yeah.
In movies that I know of.
Yep. Like, there are definitely more.
Yeah, and there's always...
Morgan, like, Freeman.
What about Jamie Foxx?
He was terrible.
So bad. White House Down.
White House Down.
I hate that movie.
Oh, man. What's your grade for it, Lyle?
It's like a D.
Ouch.
So first off, it came out at like the same time as Olympus Has Fallen, which is like the exact same movie.
Yes.
But Olympus Has Fallen is way better.
Well, I don't know. Who's the president in that?
Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart. He's all right. Bad.
Oh, Two-Face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know if it's Olympus Has Fallen is like grittier. White House Down is just like cheesy, and daughter is super annoying. It's directed by the guy who did Independence Day, and the effects in Independence Day, which was almost 20 years before, are better.
Are amazing. Huh.
Now here's one for you: the president in Mars Attacks.
Oh, wasn't it Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson?
It was Jack Nicholson.
Well, not very good.
He wanted to like talk to them though.
Yeah, don't they like stab him?
He was like willing to talk to them. Yeah, they stabbed him in bed, I think.
Ooh. No, they went. He was like gonna shake its hand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it what like am I it like about in bed.
Probably Godfather. Glenn Close was in bed with him, but I don't know. I don't know.
Well, yeah, Glenn Close even in that?
Who
don't
played
know.
His wife? I thought.
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't.
Well, Glenn
maybe
Close is definitely
completely different. I don't know.
Oh, side note: back to Air Force One. While they think the president is incapacitated, Glenn Close is the vice president and is in charge, and she's incredible too.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Two for one.
Yeah, so that's it. Like, I would vote for that ticket any day.
Now who's I'm Lyle's looking to see if she was in that.
Yeah, I'm
who's Lyle's least favorite?
Okay, Care, you'll probably agree with this. Kiefer Sutherland in Designated Survivor.
Oh, man, never saw that.
That show sucks.
Care, you're right, it was Glenn Close. Sorry, I doubted you.
Ha, see, ooh, I remember.
Nice.
So she went from being the first lady to
the
vice president.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. Kiefer Sutherland is terrible. Well, that's a horrible show.
So it's not Kiefer Sutherland's fault. Like, he's good in it.
Isn't it because didn't he make it?
He's one of the producers, I think.
Yeah, so it is technically Kiefer Sutherland's fault.
But, like, the problem, and I, shameless plug, if you go back and listen to my Snorkeling with Narwhals episode, I hate Designated Survivor, which is from like 2 years ago. Yeah, what I hate about it is he goes from being like this timid, like meek, like, oh, I'm just the like housing secretary, to being Kiefer Sutherland.
But every single decision he makes is right.
Yep. If it's wrong, it's not his fault.
It was someone else, yeah. No, he's terrible.
It was such a bad show. Terrible. It had so much potential, too.
Yeah, it could have been good.
They went through, like, 4 seasons of material in, like, 1.5.
Yeah.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it was lame. I have a super random president.
Ooh, lay it on me.
In Austin Powers, it's Tim Robbins. And he just, like, makes fun of Dr. Evil, yeah.
Oh, man.
And he's like, million bajillion dollars.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Yeah, I just thought of him. But yes, it was Tim Robbins.
Oh, man. Good cameo, because I'm sure it was just a cameo, right?
I mean, yeah, it was only, like, whenever they would talk to the president.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman in Deep Impact is a good one.
He's good.
Leads the country through a difficult time.
Yep. Yeah.
That's such a depressing movie. I don't know if, like...
Deep Impact.
It's like Armageddon, but not fun.
Are there any presidents in, like... any of the Avengers movies or anything? I can't...
In Iron Man 3, I don't remember who it is.
Well, then they're not worth
it. No. another one...
remember who they are.
We talked about the West Wing. Now, we don't actually know how he was as a president, but Matt Santos from the West Wing, played by Jimmy Smits. Yeah, in the West
Wing, at the end, Jimmy Smits became...
oh, president. I like him.
He's cool. Also, side note, like,
Bail Organa.
I need to watch that show because, like, how many shows could take it? Their last season is basically about the last election. And so it's like Martin Sheen isn't even the whole focus anymore. It's like Alan Alda and Jimmy Smits.
Oh, man.
Either like, that's impressive. I would get behind as president.
Oh, President Alan Alda would be amazing. Just like in real life.
Yeah.
I love Alan Alda.
Let's just like Betty White as president, because she'll just never die, so.
No term limits. She won't need him.
She doesn't need him.
And brother, she didn't need him.
There'll be nothing left on this planet except Betty White.
Oh, man.
But yeah, trying to think. Those are really the big fictional presidents.
Yeah, I can't really think of any other movies off the top of my head where there's a fictional president.
I'm pretty sure that Morgan Freeman plays the president again in one of the Olympus Has Fallen sequels.
Hmm.
But
yeah, because...
the last one.
Whatever the last one is, with all the previews, with for some reason they thought Gerard Butler was going to kill the president, even though in like 3 other movies he saved the president.
I know.
But for like, some all reason in this one, they're like, no, he seems like the type to kill him now.
like, from what I know, I've only seen the first one, but it's like, this man was devastated because he couldn't save the president's wife from dying. He saved the president and, like, world leaders multiple times. So, yeah, like, he's gonna kill the president, sure.
Yeah, he changed his mind. Now he's gonna kill him. I'll believe that.
But no, my final answer, I'm gonna go with James Marshall, followed closely by Jed Bartlett.
Ooh. Mine is Bill Pullman.
Thomas mine Whitmore.
Too. Mine
Thomas
too.
Thomas Whitmore. He killed aliens. You can't beat that.
Oh, but did you guys ever see the second one?
No.
All right, spoiler alert. He doesn't make it.
No.
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 I knew it was going to happen when I saw it.
I'll never watch it again.
I'll never see it.
He spends the whole movie basically like crazy because they were in his head. And then, he uses himself as a diversion, and it gets, like, the mother alien, like, its force field down, so then they can attack it. But he doesn't make it. He pulls a Randy Quaid, essentially.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah. R.I.P. Well, at least Thomas Whitmore.
At least Chuck E. Cheese isn't the president.
Oh, he never will be.
With Banjo to do with it.
Bango dog.
Bango Django.
Oh.
Ain't gonna be presidento.
We could definitely take them on.
We could 100%. And I feel like we could be scored to Boat Dog by DJ Cutman.
I was thinking that or Ballroom Blitz.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you were thinking that song?
Yeah.
So,
you ready, Steve? Yeah.
No. So, we have the two Google Homes in the house. One is in my room and one is in the kitchen. And so I told it to play the Backstreet Boys, and the one upstairs heard me, but I don't know what it heard. So when I came upstairs, it was playing Boat Dog by DJ Cutman. I have no idea what it is.
I was like, why do I hear, like, rap upstairs? Like, what's going on?
It's like you could just imagine partially it, get me. Oh, it'd be it's amazing.
Ballroom Blitz is the perfect song for a Chuck E. Cheese battle.
I want that scene either directed by James Gunn or Taika Waititi.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Taika. I want it by Taika.
Oh, either of them could do it.
I'm just thinking of, like, someone spears one, like, the Grimace monster into the ball pit. Like,
oh, yeah.
Or another song that won't get fooled again by The Who.
Oh, yeah.
I just imagine someone would spear Grimace, and as they speared, it would be like, yeah!
That would be legit.
Oh.
I'm ready for this fight.
I am, too.
Me, too.
I'm just going to drive by Chuck E. Cheese and, like, look over.
Just, like, case it.
Case the joint. Borrow someone's kid to get it.
I think you can
just go in again. Oh, that's a good diversion.
I've been waiting for you, Chucky.
And then he's like, I've been waiting for you.
Go with Shan and take the bean.
Yeah, I'll take the bean, and then the bean will get us in there. I'll eat a piece of pizza first, though, because, you know, the pizza's good.
You'll need your energy. Their pizza
is good.
Thanks
for the free pizza.
Thanks for the free pizza.
Oh.
Oh, I'm ready. Man. Taika Waititi directing this would just be, like, incredible. Mm,
it'd be brilliant. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans. Now, remember, every 2 weeks now, we will be releasing new episodes, at least for the foreseeable future. So, this one will be out...
Every fortnight.
Every fortnight, we'll go with that. Every fortnight, we have new episodes.
Hello, Fortnite.
Anyway, we're out. Bye.
Bye.